We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you eat, meat, eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Oh, yeah, big crowd here. Second story, Jackson. No nose, Cohen. The usual crumbs. Yeah, me little nephew Morton is still staying with me, too. By the way, would it be okay to have some milk delivered every morning, Duffy? Milk? You know, that white stuff without the head. Yeah. Well, look, I'm busy. I'm surprising little Morton by doing his homework for him. Yeah, you know, stuff like geography, algebra, astronomy. No, his teacher won't find out. I'll throw her off the track, see? I'll make a few mistakes on purpose. Well, look, I gotta go now. Oh, by the way, Duffy, there's a postcard here for you. Well, it's from a publishing house. Just a second, I'll see. Oh, it says, "Dear Mr. Duffy, in reply to your inquiry, we are not planning to publish an illustrated edition of Forever Amber." Well, I guess you'll have to wait until the movie comes out, Duffy. I'll call you back. So long. First question. Divide 3,942 into 7,863. Let's see. Put the 7 over there. Carry the 3. Slip in the deuce. See now. Fracture the digit. 39.64 don't seem to go into 78.63. I hate to use force.
Hey, Archie, what you doing with all them school books?
Oh, you see, Eddie, Finnegan took me nephew, Morton, to Coney Island last night, and the kid didn't get a chance to do his homework, so I'm doing a little fellow a favor as a surprise.
I bet he blows it a little top.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid Morton ain't gonna like it.
Well, look, who's older, Morton or me?
You are.
And who's had more education?
You're older.
Eddie, I'm too busy for banter here. Now, let's see the next homework question. What's wrong with this sentence? George and Mary ain't coming to the party. Oh, that's easy. Should be an apostrophe in the word ain't.
Archie, don't look now, but your participle is dangling.
Eddie, of course, you know I'd never fire you, but stop putting me to the test. Now, let's see the next question. If it's 7 o'clock in New York, what time is it in Brazil?
4:15.
How do you figure?
15 minutes ago, it was 5 o'clock.
Well, that way of figuring is all right if one is willing to depend on a clock, but according to the book, a simpler way is to just cross the international date line and shoot the stars with a sextet. You see, by thus doing, you will find yourself on the meridian, which is perpendicular to Greenwich Village. Is that clear, Eddie?
Yeah, but just let's keep our secret, shall we?
Boy, what a brain.
Well, thank you, Eddie. You know, I'm going to tell you something you may find it hard to believe.
What's that?
I was a backward child.
No.
Yeah, for some reason or other, I was never bright in school. But I always got promoted. I guess the teachers liked me because I was so neat. Oh, you should have seen me, Eddie, in them days when I was in the third grade. Clean knickers, Buster Brown collar.
And the cool scent of aftershave lotion.
Well, yeah, that helped a little, too. them was the happy days, Eddie. Childhood. What fun our gang used to have, you know? Turning in false alarms, siphoning gas out of cars, swiping packages off trucks. All the healthy outdoor sports. I often wonder what that old gang is doing now.
Oh, they're probably making license plates and breaking rocks. All the healthy indoors.
You have a nice sense of humor, Eddie.
Yeah.
Mr. Finnegan, I got a bone to pick with you.
No, thanks. I just had dinner.
Do not try to avoid the question. I'm plenty sore.
About what, Art?
You and me nephew Morton. What's the idea keeping a kid like that down at Coney Island until 12 o'clock at night?
Well, Art, you know that merry-go-round. You're hard to get away from.
Well, that's no excuse.
Art, don't get sore at the kid. He tried to make me get off. He didn't do nothing wrong, Arch. Here, I even had Morton make out a list of the things that we spent the dough on.
Let's see. 12 hot dogs, 14 hamburgers, 10 candy apples, 8 sky-high custard cones, 6 Coca-Colas, and a Hershey bar. Only one Hershey bar?
Well, I had to buy the kid something to eat, too.
I can see where Morton had the time of your life.
Yeah, yeah. He's a cute kid, Arch, and smart, too. You don't have to worry about him.
What do you mean?
Well, come here, Arch. You know that place in the funhouse where the wind blows a dame's skirts up?
Yeah.
Well, there was a big crowd of guys standing around. So I just to Morton, ain't that silly, Morton? What are these men seeing stuff like that?
What'd the kid say?
He explained it to me.
Finnegan, they still don't excuse you from getting him home at 12 o'clock. A kid like that has got to have sleep.
Oh, he had a good sleep, Arch. I put him right to bed as soon as we got home, and in 15 minutes, he was fast asleep.
15 minutes?
Yeah, you know how kids are. We had to have a bedtime story. Boy, he told me a beauty.
He did, huh?
Yeah. He told me the one about the three little moles. Mama mole and papa mole and the baby mole. And once upon a time, these three moles were digging a home for themselves in the ground when suddenly along came a big bad fox. And the fox said to the baby mole, oh,
now,
look
wait at her. Finnegan, ain't you ashamed of yourself? A man of your age listening to bedtime stories? You sound like you're in your second childhood.
I know.
Certainly, it's silly. What did the fox say to the baby?
He said, baby mole, I'm going to have you for dinner. So quick as a flash, the moles dug a brand new hole, and the fox couldn't find him. And you know what tomorrow was?
What was tomorrow?
No matter how foxy you are, sometimes you can't tell your dinner from a mole in the ground.
How utterly quaint.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Just a second. Hello? Oh, hello, Vera. Miss Duffy, your girlfriend, Vera Fogarty.
Oh, that awful pest. What does she want? Hello, Vera, dear. By the way, who took you home? Oh, that was nice of her. Incidentally, you know, J.D. called me this morning. Well, I can't talk very freely. J.D. He was sore as a boil because I went to the party with D.H.
But what really made him so was when L.S. lit that cigarette for M.F.T.
Look, you be quiet, you big mouth. No, not you, Vera. Where were we? Oh, yeah, the party. Huh? What happened to Emma Pfeffer? Why did she disappear when we began to play pin the tail on the donkey? Well, with a shape like hers, do you blame her? Yeah, a sweet girl. A real credit to the 10 jolly girls AC. Well, Vera, I gotta go now. I'll see you tomorrow night at the club meeting.
Miss Duffy, do I understand from the ensuing conversation that you and them 10 jolly stumble bums had a party?
Gigi, you always have to be making cracks about the 10 jolly girls, AC.
Yeah, because I've seen them 10 dames, and they were jolly BC. Where did you hold this party?
In Katrinka Yarbitz's basement.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice big basement.
Yeah, but a sweet girl.
Yeah.
And very clever, too.
Discovered America, underline one. Leif Erikson, Christopher Columbus, Marco Polo. Marco Polo, the nerve of him, tricking poor kids by throwing in the name of a jockey. I think I'll take a chance and underline Christopher Columbus.
Oh, Uncle Archie.
Oh, Morton. Glad to see you. I got a surprise for you, Morton. Here. I got your homework all done for you.
Well, let me see. Problem. Divide 3,964 into 7,863. Answer. Impossible. This is very nice of you, Uncle Archie, but what about my teacher?
What about her?
What if she notices the difference?
Well, what if she does? Just tell her you got hot last night.
Well, I don't know. She's already a little upset about me.
Upset?
Well, yes, since she found out that I'm staying here with you.
Oh, how did she find out?
Well, she got suspicious when I came to school with my lunch wrapped in the police gazette.
Well, suppose you aren't living with me, broke temporarily. What's wrong with that? Don't your teacher know that Eli Whitney came out of a gin mill? The nerve of that dame. What's her name?
Miss Dinwiddie.
I think I'll get down and have a talk with this Miss Dinwiddie.
Wait, it's too late, Uncle Archie. She's already on her way down here to have a talk with you.
Oh, she is. Well, look, kid, maybe you better go in and wash your face and comb your hair, huh? And Eddie.
Yeah, sir.
Eddie, look, Morton's school teacher is coming down. How long would it take you to get this place looking respectable?
Well, let's see now. This is 1945.
Eddie, this is not funny. We got to fix the place up or we're liable to lose the kid. Now, let's see. What could we do to make it homey? What happened to that hand-crocheted sign we had? You know, the one that said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself"?
Oh, Sam the tailor's got it. See, he's reweaving the bullet hole.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Now, let's see.
I beg your pardon, young man.
Just a second, sister. Where's your escort?
Escort? I happen to be Miss Agatha Dinwiddie.
Morton's tutress. Well, how do you do? I'm Archie, Morton's uncle.
How do you do? Just as I thought, it's shocking.
What's shocking?
This place.
Well, what did you think? Little Morton was spending a weekend at the Waldorf?
No, but I didn't expect it to be as bad as this.
Now, just a second, Miss Dimwitty. This joint ain't as crummy as it looks.
Indeed. Do you realize that the gutter in front of this place is filled with drunks?
So what? I can show you taverns that leave them laying on a sidewalk. At least we give them curb service. Now, look, Miss Dimwitty, you know, you can find a flaw in a $50 diamond if you look hard enough. But you gotta be tolerant now. Now, come on. Let's start winning each other over.
I beg your pardon. This is not a social visit.
Now, look, you and me is on opposite sides. So what? Is it gonna hurt the fraternize a bit? You know, for a school teacher, you ain't a bad-looking tomato. How about me coming over and staying after school sometime?
My dear friend, I should think it would be clear by now that this is not a social visit.
What a nicey dame. Loving her would be like shaking hands with Mildred Pierce. Now, come on, Miss Dimwitty. Have a cup of tea. Maybe it'll warm you up a bit, huh? Eddie.
Yes, sir?
Eddie, a cup of tea for Miss Dimwitty.
Tea?
Yes, tea. T-E-E. Tea. Stop acting like tea was such an unusual request around here.
Well, it ain't in the top 10.
Look, gentlemen, I'm afraid I have to leave. I think I've seen enough. The idea of bringing a child up in a place like this.
Now, just a second, Miss Dimwitty. Morton don't spend much time around here. He comes down once in a while to play in a sawdust. You know, he's a kid, but most of the time he's home at my place.
He lives with you?
Of course.
How big a place do you have?
Oh, let's see. Is it 2, 3, 4, 5? I should say about 7 by 10.
One room?
Well, approximately. But naturally, a boy has his own room where he can enjoy complete privacy. Except, of course, when I go in to brush my teeth.
Morton sleeps in the bathroom?
Why not? The mattress just fits the tub and the high walls prevent them from falling out of bed.
Archie, you are not pulling the wool over my eyes one bit. I'm afraid I will have to take Morton out of here.
Would it change your mind if you knew that he was living with a Harvard graduate?
You? A Harvard graduate?
I didn't get this accent at Yale. Yes, my dear young lady, I undergraduated at Harvard in 1931. And for my final decree, I post-mortemed at Princeton. This, of course, in addition to several extracurriculars at NYU, U of P.
P of U?
Yeah. Miss Dimwitty, you seem a little skeptical. I admit I've forgotten some of the stuff that they line me.
Yes. Sic transit gloria.
Sic... Well, yes, that's true, but on the other hand, as I always say, e pluribus Caesar Romero in hoc.
Archie, this Latin of yours...
What about it?
Do you think it's fair to kick a language when it's dead?
Look, if I can prove to you that I'm a college man, will you let Morton stay here?
If you can prove that, I'll stay here.
Hubba Hubba.
It's a bargain. Now go over there and talk to Morton. I'll get the evidence for you. I'll see you in a second. Hey, Finnegan. Finnegan, look. Do you know what a college professor is?
Yeah, one of them dumb, jikey-looking guys.
Now, you and me is going to play a little game to fool Morton's teacher. Now, you're going to be me old professor.
Oh, thanks, Arch, but do you think I'm dumb enough?
I got complete confidence in you. Now, come on over here, and I'll tell you what I want you to do. Eddie. Over the joint, Miss Dimwitty?
Yes.
A nice place for a kid, ain't it? Just like a circus, you know. Sawdust on the floor.
But there's one difference.
What?
In a circus, one can tell where the animals leave off and the humans begin.
Very interesting insult. But I can see that these people around here have you fooled.
What do you mean?
Beneath them low foreheads, there beats many a talented brain. For instance, take that fella sitting over there next to the bag of sawdust.
You mean the one sitting slumped over with his collar open?
No, that's the bag of sawdust. No, I mean the one a little to the left of him and down. That is Horace Guttenberg. Used to be one of the finest engravers in the country. Had a brilliant future and ruined it all one day with a teeny little mistake. On one of his $5 bills, he spelled Lincoln with a K. Tragic thing.
Well, that's life.
How true. And you see that guy tilting the pinball machine? An inventor, Guglielmo Murphy. Had a brilliant future as an inventor, and one day, poof.
What happened?
Well, you see, he invented an invisible electric circuit to put under a racehorse's saddle. And it worked great the first time he used it. You know, the horse won by 6 lengths, but Murphy's luck went against him. The jockey was electrocuted. Yep, Miss Dimwitty, some great brains around this place. Yep. Miss Dimwitty, some great brains around this place. Well, well, well. If it ain't Professor Finnegan, me old dean from college. How are you, old dean? You, just dropped in time. Shake hands with Miss Dimwitty, a fellow educator.
You mean she only teaches boys?
I see you still have that quaint sense of humor.
Tell me, Professor, where did you study?
Vacha?
That is a girl's school.
Well, I didn't stay there very long.
He was just there a short time, you know. Everything was going along fine until one day the professor made a little mistake. He went out for the swimming team. Yeah, the professor was always full of pranks, you know. You know, today, to look at him, You'd never think that he was the world's foremost proponent of child psychology, if not one of the.
Really? Child psychology?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps I can learn something here. Tell me, Professor, do you subscribe to the progressive theory?
No, only to the ladies' home, Jane.
I guess I should have explained, Mr. Dimwitty. The professor is a little deep here. You got to talk well to him. Tell me, Professor, is there any developments in your personal theory that the unconscientious adolescent is equal to the man hours of adult contusion? Or do you think astigmatism helps?
Go out on one hand.
The same old lovable tyrant. Terrific, ain't he, Miss Dimwitty?
I think he's fabulous.
Oh, yeah? You ain't built so hot either.
Look, Professor Finnegan.
Yes, my dear.
Do you mind if I put a couple of questions to you?
Oh, not at all. Put away.
Well, do you believe that the emphasis should be placed along vocational or academic lines in the middle and upper IQ groups?
Well, I think it depends to a large extent on the economic background of the individual pupil. Don't look at me, Arch. I'm just as surprised as you are.
Holy cat, I've created a monster.
I am very much afraid this is the end. I must take Morton out of here.
Oh, wait, Mr. Moody. I can see you're a smart girl and that I can't fool you. Oh, all right, I confess. Finnegan ain't a professor. So I ain't a college man. So these customers around here are crumbs. Don't forget, many great men have come out of worse surroundings. Look at Abraham Lincoln, raised in a log cabin. I'm over there now. Talking to second story Jackson. A bank robber, a safe blower, everything that is foul. But will the child be influenced by Jackson? No. Rather will Morton lead Jackson out of the darkness. Hey, Morton. Here, I'll prove it to you. Hey, Morton, come here.
Yeah?
Tell us, Morton, how have you and Mr. Jackson been getting along?
Copacetic, Doc.
What?
Yeah, he's going to let me help him knock off a hock shop over on 33rd Street. He says the joint's been cased and it's a soft touch.
Morton, it's been nice knowing you. I think Miss Dimwitty's right. Maybe you better get away from this joint there for you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.